May, land of hallowed earth, that soothes all grief and sorrow, where ancestors sing of yesterday, and the stones speak of tomorrow. You shared your streams and glens, gentle snows and misty breath, but now strangers march against us under banners of cross and death. Let the water sweep them away, let the current pull them down, let their heavy armor sink them, let the Nixies make them drown. May their shields split and shatter, may their faith and courage wane, may their weapons and their God deny them all strength and favor. And may beloved hearth and home, where the Varnae of Vesey runs deep, the sacred shrines remember, and the guardians never sleep. They want to silence our voices, plant their flag, excise our names, but the ember within our hearts burns hotter than their flames. Let the water sweep them away, let the current pull them down, let their heavy armor sink them, let the Nixies make them drown. May their determination falter, may their strategies be dashed, may their senses deceive them, and their bodies burn to ash. And may we will not leave you, though sword and rock may crack, every hill and every ridge bears your vengeance on its back. If the Rapala fortress falls, should the meadow drown in blood, these words will echo on the wind from the dead entombed in mud. Let the water sweep them away, let the current pull them down, let their heavy armor sink them, let the Nixies make them drown. May hunger and thirst take them, may madness haunt their dreams, may from their ranks a chorus rise of utter despair and screams. How may, land of forest and fen, we resist to our last breath? We've all sworn to defend you to the underworld and death. How may, O beloved mother, keep our names beneath your skin, when the snow falls on our bones, may your people rise again. Let the water sweep them away, let the current pull them down, let their heavy armor sink them, let the Nixies make them drown. May, land of hallowed earth, that soothes all grief and sorrow, where ancestors sing of yesterday, and the stones speak of tomorrow.